if you've tried to do something and it's turned out rather badly and you know you can do it properly, you say, well, I know I can do this properly if you'll just
let me try again,
or give me
another chance.
Huh? And I don't know why I put this toward the end of the interview. If you have a salesman or something, somebody come around and he's a pest, and your wife says, well, why are you getting him to stay here? And you say, I'm not trying to get him to stay here. I'm trying to
get him to leave.
Well, I had one today.
I'm not the only pest.
There's one ahead of you.
Oh, I had a funny experience with this thing. The man I talked to down at Fargo, I explained what it was. He thought it sounded good. So we talked a little more. He thought it sounded fine. And I set the thing up to explain it to him and show him what it was, and he liked it. And he thought a minute and said, this isn't going to cost me anything, is it? Of course, this is the first time this has ever happened. I was a little apologetic because I couldn't pay him anything. Or have the shoe on the other foot. Well, let's see. If you've forgotten something, and, well, let's say your wife asks you about it, you say, well,
I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to remember where Lincoln was born.
No lie. That's about the only thing I know about that state. If you haven't been corresponding with a friend lately, and you normally do once a month, what might your wife ask you? Say, have you
written to him?
Uh-huh. And if he's written the last answer, the last letter, then it's your turn to write him.
I'd owe them a letter.
Uh-huh. And it would be up to you to give him. If he writes you a letter, then you write him an
answer.
Uh-huh. And if you've temporarily forgotten where he lives, you might give the envelope to your wife and say, will you
address it?
Uh-huh. Let's see, in school, the teacher did what?
She taught us.
Uh-huh. And if you don't care if somebody does something, you say, oh, that's all right, you can do it. If
you want to.
Uh-huh. If you want to find out about somebody's plans, let's say about going to town the next morning, what would you ask him?
So what are you doing tomorrow?
Uh-huh. Do you
plan to go to town?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, want to be in town.
When you were a boy, what did you call the kid in school who told everything to the teacher?
Tattletale.
Uh-huh. What did you say he did?
He tattled.
Uh-huh. If you could predict this, and somebody told this kid something, and he went to the teacher. This is getting a little too involved even for me. You'd say, he was going to go to the teacher, I just... Well, let's say...
I knew he was, or...
Yeah, that's good.